Welcome to Course for the Insane. I'm Coach Tyra. Well, in today's segment, I'm going to talk to you about parenting. And I have a special guest with me here, my youngest daughter, Yasmin. And we were discussing, she would say, I have a back scratcher. And she was using it, playing with it. And she said, oh, I'm going to get one of these so I can beat my kids with it. Now, she don't have any kids yet. And I'm like, oh no, you're not going to beat my grandkids. Stop that laughing, Emily. You're not going to beat my grandkids with no back scratcher. And she's like, well, they got to get beat like everybody else. I'm like, no, they go to crushers. She's like, yeah, they crushers, they special, but they put their hands on and go one at a time just like everybody else. And I think she should beat my precious grandkids when she do have kids. Someone new out there, do you still think spanking your children? When I say beat, I only like beat them up. So don't call DSS, okay? I mean, like, do you still think spanking your children is the right thing to do? Is it still for you? You know, do you still think that's the way you should do? Well, according to my daughter, it is. She's like, they should get spanked still. Mm-hmm. So why do you think they should still get spanked? Yes, let's hear what you got to say.
Well, I think they should still get spankings because...
Yeah, come closer.
Well, because they need it. They gonna need it sooner or later. So...
Really?
Might as well start disciplining them when they're young, because when you discipline them when they're young, they don't grow up to be monsters when they get older. Have some structure. I'm not saying beat them, you know, excessively or anything, but with moderation, it could be a good thing.
I didn't beat you excessively.
I didn't say beat him excessively. I said with moderation.
Oh, okay. You got spankings and stuff here and there.
I didn't get beat a lot, but I mean, I still got beat though. So
I got beat too.
I'm considered a good kid, so I mean, even good kids get beat. So
yeah, you got a whimper when you got out of line.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a squish cup and tea.
Well, we ain't gonna talk about that.
We ain't gonna talk about that. We gonna skip right over the squish cup. Squish cup is hurt, man.
I don't know if I'm gonna get my kids a squish cup.
I gave you and your sister squish cups. I got them too. But the worst is those stitching cord whoopers. That's really child abuse.
That's that free stuff.
Right yeah. There. I got beat with stitch of cord. So did your father.
Mm-mm.
It's not good at all. I really think interfering with a child's daily life and their comfort and their fun and what they like to do is the best way to discipline them. Because I know when I take your video games when you was little, oh, you would have a meltdown. You'd rather get a beating.
Yeah, that's not till they get old enough to understand. To even really understand and care about their stuff getting taken away.
Yeah, you be like, oh, mommy, please. I'm taking the video games. Bring it in my room. Yes, we'll have a meltdown. But I really do think that's the best way to discipline children. Other than beating them and stuff. Is to directly interfere with what they like. So, are you going to let your children use electronics?
Well, yes and no. I'm going to let them use electronics the way you let me use electronics. Oh, they're not going to get a cell phone unless they absolutely need one or until they hit a certain age. I think I was like 12, 13 when
mm-hmm.
I got one.
Mm-hmm.
So unless they really need it before 12 or 13, they're going to get their phone at 12 or 13. They're going to use the computer with supervision. You know, put the parental block on there. You can only play baby games.
Just like I did you.
Play some Reader Rabbit.
Yeah.
That I'm not going to give my kids tablets when they're younger.
Oh, my God.
It messes with their eyes. And
it messes with their brain. That's amazing.
It messes with their brain, yeah. So.
Yeah, because this is the thing. When babies are little, like from the age of birth up until 6 or 7, that is the most you ever learn at one particular time. because you are taking in so much information. And I think that if you put too much stimulus in their hands and in their eyesight, it kind of messes with their ability to create. Mm-hmm. And they also get addicted to it. Mm-hmm. Like, you see babies and mothers get them phones. And right. if she takes it away, they have a hissy fit.
And I know that a lot of parents nowadays give their kids tablets or whatever because they don't want to really deal with their kid. And they don't really want to find other ways to entertain their kid.
Well, they don't have no motherfucking kid then.
I mean, I think there's a better way.
You got to deal with your kid.
That's why toys are here.
I dealt with you. You just bug me, ask me questions while we play with me.
Just to occupy them so they don't have to play with them.
Well, no, you gotta play with your kid. I play with you and your sister. Yeah. I always want to play. And damn sure didn't want to hear no birdie and them doggone Teletubbies. But I did. So apparently, everybody now has some song called Sharks Up, Baby Shark. Because I put a post on my Facebook page talking about what's the song that irritated you here that you can't get out of your head that irritates you. And they said Baby Shark. I never even heard of it until Baby you played it. Yeah, I never heard it until you played it the other day. I thought it was kind of cute.
But I think it's cute.
But if I have to listen to it every day... And no, I probably would feel the same way those parents do, the way I felt about that damn Barney song. I got sick of Barney.
Barney was the hotness.
Barney was sickening. Mm-mm. That motherfucker was sickening. And you were the Teletubbies? Mm-mm. Oh my God.
Teletubbies was the heat.
They were sickening too.
They weren't sickening.
I'm glad. When you was like, about to go to the garden, you was like, who gonna watch Teletubbies with you? I'm not watching that. I was so glad you started kindergarten.
You made me believe that you liked it.
Shit. I supposed to made you believe it.
I
watched it with my baby. I watched it with you because you liked it. That's what parents supposed to do. Life is not about me. It's about you. If your life can't be about your kid, then you shouldn't have no kid. And to what Michael Jackson told you.
If you can't beat your baby, then
don't have a baby. That's right. You'll be always trying to stop that child from crying. That's what Michael Jackson said. You want to be starting something. I'm telling you, Michael Jackson was the life coach of music. Because he had some stuff. He had some words to tell you, okay? He told you. Mama always told me, be careful who you love. Okay? Don't go around breaking young girls' hearts. Mm-hmm. Because Billie Jean is not my mother. Oh, Rumi literally used to say, Billie Jean is not my mother. Yeah, he used to say that all the time. That was so funny.
She's not my mother.
I'm your mother.
She's just a girl.
Clay's that you are the one? Yes, you was a funny little girl. I enjoyed raising you because it was so much fun and
laughter.
You was a little character with your little hoodie on, singing Eminem songs. You was funny. Mm-hmm. And you're still funny. Even though you're 23. Mm-hmm. I was about to say 22, but you're 23 now.
Yeah, I'm older.
Dang, you have to get old and everything. So I hope you enjoyed this segment. This was just me and my daughter talking. I hope you enjoy your children, love your children, enjoy raising them. Don't have kids until you're ready to have kids. And don't beat your kids with no doggone back scratcher.
Beat them.
Thanks for tuning in to Course for the Insane. I'm Coach Tyra. See you next time.